The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. Can buy me a boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's time for Boat Smart this morning with Stefan Schmidt is here with us from Georgetown Technical College, Marine Services instructor. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got quite the resume, sir.
I'm telling you.
Best class in the country, right?
It goes way back.
Best class in the country, from what I understand.
Man, you know, when you're in this business for so long, you lose track of time. It's been like 40 plus years I've been in the industry.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. But guess what? Guess who benefits from that?
My students, I hope.
No question about
it. And the listeners, maybe?
Yes.
And you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk about boats.
You starting to?
Well, I'm getting better.
Yeah, you are.
Not much. Not much.
You're going to parties now, and you're talking about boats, and you're just having a good time. Yeah,
I've learned a lot, no doubt about it.
Yeah, so you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text. We're more than happy to take a question about maybe your boat. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a question about the school or my program over there. You can just give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. Sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at I have to get the address, 5621 yep. Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the number. You can also check them out at keymarinecenter.com. Remember, they're your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox diesel engine, MerCruiser product, Repower Center. So they can take care of all your repower needs as well as all the services on all those products as well. They can go to you at your marina. They can go to you at your house, or you can bring the boat to them. If you don't have a trailer, no problem. They can help you out with a trailer as well.
That's great.
They can take care of you and pick you up on their trailer. So, yeah.
That's great. And now's probably the time to do it, coming off the summer season.
Yeah. Right now is a great time to start thinking about your boat because – I heard y'all talking about the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then the holidays.
Sorry, last night.
And all these things that are coming up. Right now is the perfect time to start thinking about getting your boat ready for next year.
Right.
You know, because during the summer, everybody's so busy. Mm-hmm. Right. So I would suggest that you can start thinking about it now. All the little things that you need repaired, maybe. Maybe you're not going to use it for a while. Maybe get it winterized or settled down, you know, that kind of stuff. So right now would be a great time to do that. So I would definitely give Key Marine a call at 850-492-0487 or stop by there and see him out there on Bower Road. So, yeah, we've been busy this week, as always, in the Marine Service class. I'm telling you, it's just busy, busy all the time. So it's just, it never stops. Miss Carol come by, you know, our assistant principal, and she was telling me that her and Mr. Brooks, who is our principal,
right,
they had walked by and they said it was the first time she'd ever seen me sitting at my desk. You know,
you don't sit.
I typically don't. You know, I mean, I'll get in there for a few minutes, maybe, and get back up and get back out. And I'm always moving around and moving around.
Yep.
You know, so we're always busy, always doing something. I got people scattered all over the place out there working on stuff.
Well, I'm not surprised.
You know,
I'm not surprised.
So, yeah, I am the marine instructor at Georgetown Tech. Georgetown located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. That's right across from UPS. Over in Pine Forest High School, over there by that area. So we're over there tucked away. And, we can take care of your boating needs as far as learning about boats and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, too. We got
and
a call
you've got a
or
waiting
anything.
List now for your class, right?
What's that now?
You have a waiting list now
we
for
do.
Your class.
You know, I've talked to several people. I had somebody call me from a long ways away. I can't remember the state, but it wasn't our state.
Right.
And trying to get in class. And I hate to say we have a waiting list, you know, because it's kind of like,
well,
it's good and bad, right?
It's excellent.
It's good
really,
and bad. I guess it's excellent, but you know, you're trying to get as many people in the field as you can, and mm-hmm. also work with what you have in the classroom. So yeah, we do run a waiting list. least 24, maybe longer than that right now.
Wow.
People long, and yeah.
Well, so, that's what happens when you have the best class.
Well,
I mean, and yeah, I say and that because I've heard that from other people.
I think it's a testament to the business, the industry, you know, that mm-hmm. are looking for so many people all the time, and people are interested in boats, you know,
mm-hmm.
so and working on boats. I had a phone call on Monday from a grandfather, okay, and wanted to come by on Tuesday at 3 o'clock and do a tour with me with his grandson. He's 16 years old.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
I always find these situations very interesting, okay?
Yeah.
And because I try to figure out who wants to be in my class. Is it the grandfather wants the grandson to be in my class, or is it the grandson wants to be in my class?
Which one?
Well, what I'm saying is who's pushing who.
Right, right.
That's the situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of funny. On Monday at 3 o'clock, there was a no show or no call for them to be at. And I'm planning, you know, I'm thinking,
yeah.
I'm planning my day around this little visit that we're going to have yeah. while I have students. So I warned my students, hey, we have a younger person coming in with a grandpa mm-hmm. around 3 or 3:30. Y'all, you know, be on your best P's and Q's. Which I don't have to tell them that, but you know, I just want to make sure they understand I'm going to be busy for a few minutes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't show up. Right.
That's rude.
Well, the next day I get a phone call from Miss Carol. She said, I have an older gentleman with a younger man up here. Wait, you know.
Oh, no.
I said, yeah, they're, you know, I typically not good about when you don't show up for your appointments. I'm not good. Mm-hmm. I'm not good when students are late. I'm not good when they're, you know, don't show up and not call me.
Did Grandpa write down the wrong date?
No, the grandpa fell asleep the day before and didn't wake up.
Oh, so, no.
It was funny, though.
You got to give him a
it
break.
It was funny.
Now.
No.
Aww.
No. And so I met him upstairs, right? Aww. And I'm talking to him, and it's the funniest thing that the potential student has hands in his pockets, Aww. Right? And, you know, I said, hey, y'all, like 24 hours late, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the other one, the potential student, and I said, and you need to get your hands out of your pockets and act like you want to be here, you know?
Oh, no.
So it started off really, you know, I'm like, and I said, and your grandpa's a bad example, you know? So I just
did not.
Fixed him up right there before he even walked downstairs.
Oh, my
and then
God.
We went downstairs and started our conversation, and he was okay with it. You know, I
did
told him.
Did it go
him,
better after that?
Well, you know, he explained to me he fell asleep and all that stuff. I was okay, I understand. But, you know, the point of the whole situation was I was trying to make it clear that I don't want him to waste his time, the mm-hmm. student, right, and mm-hmm. or waste our time, right?
Right.
And so I was making it very clear, and I told the grandfather, I said, with all due respect, sir, you know, if you want him to be in here, you know, more than he wants to be in here, this is just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I turned my attention to the student, you know, the potential student, and said, you need to tell me you want to be in here, because if you don't, you know, this is not going to work, you know.
And what was his answer?
His answer was, yeah, I do, and I'm interested in this. And so I did a walkthrough with him, mm-hmm. you know, and the grandfather sat in my area while I walked the student around and talked
good.
To him, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key, though. You have to want to be there.
Absolutely. Things are hard enough, even the things that you're passionate about, to learn
yeah.
those skills or to learn a craft,
yeah.
it's still hard even if you love it.
Yeah.
So if you don't even care, you're apathetic about it, that's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And also the funny part about this whole situation, the grandfather already had a grandson that he sent through or another program there.
Mm-hmm.
He went to work in field and didn't like it and then went up back to fast food or something. I mean,
Aww.
Like the whole situation. So, you know, yeah, if okay. you want to be there, come on.
Okay.
You know, if you want to kind of get excited about it, come on, let me walk you around and get you excited about what we do in the industry, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I think it was last night or night before, we did a dyno run on our 150 TXR, which is our two-stroke 150. We don't have a lot of two-strokes left, but we put it in the test tank. My new students were on it. We did a service on it, did a dyno run. I did some cool videos.
What kind of run?
A dyno, it's a dynometer. It's where you put...
You say that like I should know what that
I
is.
I know,
a
I'm
dyno.
Sorry.
No, just explain.
No, I probably talk like at my class, and I think maybe the students should know what this is also.
A
you
dynamite,
know?
Diner,
dyno, it's a dynometer. Okay.
Dynometer,
so,
okay.
Let's talk about that because,
yeah.
you know, I've had people in the past tell me, my boat will run wide open throttle in the driveway, but I put it in the water, it don't run. Okay. There's a problem with that.
Yes.
So you have to have a load on it. A load being it needs to be in the water with a prop on it, or have a test prop on it, or a dyno, something attached to the prop shaft to create a load.
Okay.
To simulate the motor under load, like pushing a boat.
Gotcha. Okay.
The dyno does that for us.
I see.
So we're able to run it wide open throttle.
Okay.
You know, it's loud, it's obnoxious, and it's a lot of fun, right? Okay. So we did that, and I got a cool video coming up. We're going to get that video out of the dyno. I did some slow motion.
Oh.
And the whole point of the whole dyno run was to have the students understand timing, synchronization, how the timing works with the carburation, and how everything syncs up together perfectly. Mm-hmm. So the motor will run perfectly through all its RPM ranges.
Okay.
So the dyno run is not only for fun, it's also for a great lesson for the students.
Excellent.
You know, we also were able to synchronize the tachometer while we were doing that. The tachometer that we had on the station was off by about 800 or 900 RPMs.
Okay.
So they were able to synchronize that and get that working. So that was pretty cool too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, so we had a blast doing
stuff.
A lot
great.
Of hands-on, you know, and it was just a lot of fun. So we have a text?
We're listening to Boat Smart. Stefan Schmidt is our expert this morning on the expert panel. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. A fella called a few minutes ago. I apologize to you because as I was trying to put you through, I hung up on you. So he texted anyway.
Okay, good
deal. I know what the question was. Okay. He wanted to know about electric boats for the market yet and wanted to hear you talk a little bit more about electric motors, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
electric
you boats. Know...
And what's the status on that?
There's product out there, and we've talked about that in the past. You know, I'm not for or against electric. Okay. Well, electric motors have been around a long time because you got trolling motors.
Well,
right?
I've seen that because up in the lakes up north, you have the little
trolling motors
in the back.
And I think right now, if you really want to do electric, I think the smaller horsepower stuff for smaller lakes will work good for you.
Mm-hmm. Not in the Gulf.
Because the larger product's not available.
Oh, okay.
Or they're still working on it, or it's not longevity of the battery isn't
so it's
there.
It's not like electric cars now.
No. And still, you know, when you look at electric cars, they're not really that functional in most cases. seriously.
There's been a few issues,
You know, it depends on how far you want to go and that kind of stuff. And you always want to get back home if you go out in the Gulf, right?
Yes.
That is the end game.
Yes.
You know, thrush party go out there and catch fish, but you do want to make it home.
True.
Right?
This is true.
So, I'm okay with that. And I think if you're doing a smaller horsepower stuff, you know, little kicker motors and things like that.
Maybe in the river. You're
Yeah, river,
like
a lake, that kind of stuff. Sure, you do that. You know, I've got electric lawnmowers and weed eaters and stuff like that. And I like that, you know. I don't have to buy gas for it and don't have to mix oils and all that stuff.
And you don't have to worry about getting home.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about getting home. I just got to worry about getting out of bed and going mow grass, you know.
Exactly
so,
right.
yeah. And it is easier,
that's true.
You know, to get up and, hey, I don't have to pull on it and hope it don't start.
Did you see
that.
The new one that's like the Rumba? It's a new electric self-contained AI lawnmower.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that.
And they
just
put it
out
there.
Extent.
And it says you can even be out of town and you just punch it in.
Hit
and
the
it'll,
button and
it'll,
go.
It'll lawn,
yeah.
Mow your lawn while you're out of town.
What are you going to do? You going to send your boat out fishing by itself? I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I like the lawnmower.
Yeah, that's a good question. I hope I answered that question for you. There are electric product out there. Mercury is doing some electric product. Mm-hmm. I think Key Marine may have some out there. You may check with them on that. And I do like it for smaller horse, you know, motors and
right.
you know, boats and stuff like that on small lakes and things. They're probably perfect for that.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for sending that in. If you've got a question for Stefan, all you have to do, text it in, 850-437-1620, because this is Boat Smart on Pep Talk.
It is. And I'm the Boat Smart guy.
You are. You're the expert on the expert panel.
So we had Student of the Month last week. I didn't have an opportunity to talk about that. So I wanted to give a shout out to Krista Pope. She was our student of the month.
Is that just in your classes?
Just for the classroom.
For your class, okay.
Yep, and then we put her in for student of the month of the school.
Oh.
But for our classroom, you know, honestly, our student of the month is awesome. They get a nice tool that somebody donates. They get a nice cup from Blingfest Creations.
Nice.
A sticker, a certificate, and they get the class applauding for them and all that stuff.
That's
you know,
great.
No parking place or anything, but you know that's okay.
Yeah, we get a parking place here.
Yeah, do you really? I'll have them come down here and park. That's what I'll do. So, yeah, so that was pretty cool to do that. We also announced our Teacher of the Year for Georgetown Tech. Yep, that was Maria Moultrie.
And what does she do?
And she is actually the counselor And she used to be a teacher, and she has a little story. I interviewed her at school, and I have an interview up. I haven't put it out yet. I'm letting the school decide what they want to do with it. Mm-hmm. But I did about a 15-minute interview, and I got some history, you know, and with her. And so she has an interesting story. And so she is our Teacher of the Year for the school. She'll actually be in here next week with you.
How fun. I can't wait to meet her. Moultrie.
Moultrie. So I'll get you that information.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
It really is. You know, I've been Teacher of the Year twice for Georgetown.
I'm not surprised.
They won't give it to me a third time. Because I told them, as soon as I get to the third year, I'm retiring. Third Teacher of the Year, I'm done.
You set yourself up.
Yeah, you know, so
they're never going to give it to you, buddy. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it is. It's a big deal, you know. Because your peers vote you in for that, you know, and
absolutely.
All that. So it's pretty neat.
That's pretty special.
So we had a big celebration at school.
Nice.
And now she's moving on to try to get Teacher of the Year for the county, maybe for the state.
Very good.
And for the country, you know. National and international.
Why not?
It goes all the way.
Wow.
You know,
that's
so pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yep.
Very good.
So that happened. And another thing I was wanting to talk about was, I don't know if maybe you have these on your boat, digital switching stations, or where you can actually change or turn on your bilge pump, your navigation lights, and all this stuff through your Garmin or your whatever navigation system you have in your boat.
Right.
The one we were working with was C-Zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the letter C and then Z-O-N-E.
Okay.
It's a digital switching system where you get rid of rocker switches or actual bunch of switches on your dash. Now you have switches on your bottom machine, your GPS, your head unit up there.
So
where
it's consolidated.
It's all
now?
Consolidated and digital.
That sounds good.
So it's really neat, okay? You have to have a laptop to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you this quick story about this. I assigned that to two senior students that had been in the class for a while.
Right.
And it took 3 months later, they never got it working.
Ooh.
And, you
so
know.
It's a little more complicated than they
thought.
No.
Let me tell you. I think a lot of times. I know you're.
I'm sorry.
People don't listen. You know, y'all listen to me out there. All the different situations I have to deal with all the time, right? With students and people, right? So I was like, okay, if you're not going to figure it out at this point, they should already know how to use a manual and mm-hmm. go step by step and all that. The problem is not enough pictures.
Oh.
I mean, you know, or they don't want to read. Okay, so that's the situation, right? So the C-Zone was on one of my stations for batteries. For changing out batteries, and I had to have that system working. So I told him, I said, you know what, I'm done. Just I'll go after this another time, because it's just an add-on to my class. It's not something I have to teach, right?
Right.
So I said, get that C-Zone out of there. Let's hook our switches back up and get this thing running. So I put two high school students on it to get it back up to normal, right?
Okay.
So they got the station working, got all the electrical working, and I walked back out there, and I got the C-Zone on the bench, and they're looking at the C-Zone and all the components. And I said, what are you doing? He says, I want to try to get this working.
Oh.
High schoolers.
Okay.
Two of them.
Okay.
I said, well, you know what? You want to get it working? Get it working. Here's all your information. Here's the laptop with the C-Zone on it. See what you can do.
Day one,
they had the unit talking to the actual C-Zone module.
Wow. So what was the difference between them and the other students?
Day two, they had it talking to the Garmin. The Garmin had the switches on it.
Yeah.
Day three, everything was communicating. And just this week, everything's back in the console in a good working order.
Okay, so what was the difference?
The difference was that they wanted to and the other group didn't.
Oh.
The ability was there, you know, I think. But it's a different attitude of working, I think. Mm-hmm.
That's that passion we were talking about.
Yeah, and it just didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you know, here I am trying to figure out, okay, and that's a question I asked myself. I said, why, right?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
You know, and I think the answer is they just weren't motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, motivation is a key.
No doubt.
You have to be motivated to do this stuff, and I think that was an issue. And, you know, is it my job to motivate us? You have to motivate to a certain point, right?
Yes and no there, because you're kind of a coach in a way.
You have to coach. You have to motivate and try to get them to move forward. But there comes a point where you can't do it for them.
Well, and sometimes, too, don't you think students, and maybe in that situation, it's a little intimidating because they're so afraid of failing?
Should that be part of it? No, I don't know. I don't think that's the case.
I'm just guessing.
No, you know, I don't think so. Why? If you don't even try, you don't have an opportunity to fail.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. Yes, my father taught me that.
So, I know. But the good thing is they got it going. It's working now. And I gave them a shout out, you know, not only here today, but also in the classroom. And I also had the same conversation with them in the classroom.
Uh-huh.
With the students all in there.
Wow. And what'd they say? They don't know what to say. Yeah.
You know, don't know what to say.
Well,
and I have changed a little bit of way I'm motivating them since this happened.
Okay.
It's costing me a lot more work the way I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
And I'm
making it work. So, yeah, I'm giving step by steps. Mm-hmm. You have to have this done at this point in time. You need to do this. You all need to work together, you know, all the way down
that
the line.
That makes sense. Give them a little more
structure. So I have
changed
it. Give them a little bit more structure. Mm-hmm. And hopefully from that, it'll bleed off to, hey, you know, I understand I need to read this and I need to study.
Maybe they just got overwhelmed. Could that be it? I mean, it sounds like if you do the structure a little bit at a time and kind of, what is that expression about biting something? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
But you're talking students have been in the program over 800 hours.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Versus
so they're not
student
new.
That just got in there. No,
gotcha.
Not new.
Okay.
Not new. And a lot of that stuff is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you know, you got to understand it. Once you understand it, the overwhelming part goes away.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, yeah. Do you think you'd make a good teacher?
Who?
Meg? You.
Me?
Yes.
I do teach.
Okay.
I teach acting.
You teach what?
Acting.
Okay.
It's a whole craft.
Okay. So, you ever have anybody that comes in the acting class that just don't have it?
Yes.
Okay. What do you do?
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah. You know,
I always try to build people up and not tear them down. And I always look for that thing that they are skilled at. I don't believe that anyone in any profession really, but especially in the acting profession, doesn't have something that's working for them. And it's different because we're so individual. So people can tap into something special within themselves and bring that to the table. And it might be very different from what you bring to the table, what somebody else brings to the table.
Right.
But it's my job to figure that out.
A lot of times I'm thinking when I'm working with a student that doesn't seem to have it, I'm trying to find a place for them.
Right, that's what I mean. You're trying to find,
you know,
what would it...
Maybe this student's not going to be mechanical, but this student is going to work out in a parts department.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking
about. Or maybe as
a
service advisor or what
have you. They
might
be a people person, but not really electronically.
Yeah,
minded.
You know, so I think a lot of times you have to kind of, you know, that's why I always say I try to meet them, you know, meet their goals, but also I get to know who they are.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. I'm not a big person on failing people.
No, that's
I
not
don't,
good.
And I don't like it, but I will, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't consider me failing them. I consider them failing themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that, I'm telling a lot about myself today, but I don't know that I'm pretty harsh. Because
yeah, but you strike
me
as a person that really cares about your students.
I think that's the thing, because I think about the potential that they're not using.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets me upset when I see the potential and they're not using it.
That's hard.
Right?
Yes.
So I think that's why I was upset with that situation with the C-Zone was because they had a lot of potential there. They just weren't using it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
that's the hardest one, probably.
It is. 850-437-1620 is the number. We still have a couple minutes left, maybe a minute or so.
Anything
if you have
else
a
that
question
you wanted to
comment.
Mention on your list of things to talk about that we haven't talked about?
Okay, so what do I have that I haven't talked about?
It's like you've got lifting a boat.
Yeah, lifting a boat. That's something that we do a lot of times. We'll lift boats off of trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come to Marine Service Technology, we do a lot of stuff that's not in the service manual or a book, right?
Right.
So I actually had to lift a boat off a trailer with my new students. We lifted two boats last week, and we have a hoist outside and a forklift, and we lift this boat up off the trailer, pull the trailer out from under. We use straps, and then we put it back in. And I'm always a little stressed when I'm doing that because
it's
just never know.
Easier said than
well,
done.
You got new students there. Yeah. You have a lot of newness going on. You're always afraid if a strap breaks or whatever, something slips or whatever, you know.
Right.
But I do teach that kind of stuff, and it's pretty neat, you know. For students to do stuff that's not in a service manual or not in a manual, something that you only learn on the job if you have an opportunity to do it. And we definitely do that. So that's pretty neat to have to lift the boat off the trailer and do that.
That is cool. Oh, we got a comment on what we were just talking about and says that may be a generational thing. These high schoolers are more apt to deal with digital stuff than maybe the older students.
You know, that's exactly the thought.
Yeah.
And I will say in closing here that the students are different today.
Yes.
I have seen in a lot of things, if teachers aren't in tune to this, you start seeing changes in students. And I've been seeing it for the last 3-4 years changing, but I'm also seeing a change back. Slowly.
Yeah.
So hey, thank you for that text, and you are 100% right about that.
Yeah, it's
you know,
very
we need to be in tune with them. We need to understand what's going on. We need to understand where they came from,
where they are now,
and where they are now to try to help them out. You know,
excellent.
So yeah. So,
well, anybody that has you for a teacher is lucky because you care about your students,
care
and
about
I think
them.
That makes a
yep.
big difference.
No doubt about it.
All right,
well,
how can folks
y'all.
Get in touch with you?
Yeah, so yeah, you can get us at Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. You can go there for the webs to the YouTube channel. Also, go to georgetownecollege.edu. Check out the chat feature. That's the best way to get a hold of me there. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Stefan, and yep. thank you, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, 850-492-0487, keymarinecenter.com.
Yep.
All right. Happy boating.
Thank you.
Have
you
a great
too.
Weekend.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody. You're listening to Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.